Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week you talked about what's in your bag. You asked us the question.
Yes.
You said, what's in your bag? Now, I have a few things to say before we really delve into the topic today. And the first thing is that the bag that you used in your heartbeat this week was a backpack.
Yes.
I've never seen you use that backpack. Ever. And my other, I suppose, little beef to pick with you is that you never have just one bag. You have multiple bags.
All right, okay. I probably use that bag because if I actually use my handbag,
you wouldn't find anything.
I have a million things in there that I think that I might need on my journey of the day. But then I have my lunch bag and then I have my work bag, computer bag.
And then just a random bag, really. Don't you think?
Yeah. So, I do carry a lot of bags. I'm called the bag lady.
Yes. But funnily enough, my husband says I'm becoming just like you. And now he calls me the bag lady too. So I've brought in my handbag so okay. We can
Delve into yours.
Go through my bag.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll pull out a few things. I've got... In my bag, I have
another bag.
So when you go to the shops, you know, you're ready for all your groceries. I've got my inner ears, my music earphones that I use. I have hand sanitizer, which is what you said you had in your bag.
Yes.
I have my prayer journal, which goes with me everywhere.
Yes.
I have a book that I'm reading. I have stacks of tissues.
Yes.
Stacks of tissues. I have masks because we have to wear COVID masks here and there wherever
times,
you are.
Yep.
I've got some makeup.
Yes.
Then I have a tiny little, I suppose, wallet that has all my cards in it.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, I don't have any planes in my bag, which is surprising.
Ah, but that's your daughter.
My daughter loves planes. But this morning I did find my handbag with everything out of it.
She's already gone through it.
So I think she's taken out the planes. And then other just, you know how you just have papers?
Yes.
That just random.
Bits and pieces, like, receipts.
Or bills you need to pay or whatever. So that's pretty much my bag today. We won't go through your bag. I think it will take a bit longer. But essentially, you're asking us, what's in our bag? What have we packed in our lives, in who we are, to take us in our journey of life?
Yeah, so I guess, and I'm not calling you us
bags,
ladies.
Thank
no.
You.
But what is, what's within us that we could bring out whenever the situation arose, things happened, what we needed, because God wants us to be thinking in many ways like that, being prepared.
Mm.
Because, ladies, how many times have you come out and you've gone, oh, I left that at home.
Yep.
You weren't prepared. Well, it's the same in life.
Mm.
And the Holy Spirit gives us the abilities to pack things in our lives.
Mm. Yeah. And something that you said was we want to respond to situations, not react. And if we can respond, it's because we're prepared. That's it. And different things, examples that you gave were, have you packed love or extra love? Mm. Have you packed compassion? Have you packed generosity? Have you packed forgiveness? Have you packed patience? So lots of these things that we over time work on and can build up more.
And it's not just our ability, as we know.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit gives us gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When we delve into understanding and following God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit more, the triune God, and in those gifts that he gives us, then out of that comes the fruits of peace, love, forgiveness, kindness.
Mm.
So they work together.
Mm.
And it's so hard to really articulate, to really pinpoint, oh, so I need a Band-Aid, do I? So I need – but It is. It's. I do need peace in my life. So how do I attain peace? And peace comes from following in the footsteps of Jesus, taking on his shoes, walking in his footsteps. Mm. And the Holy Spirit teaches us on our journey of life how to find that peace that comes eternally, in eternally, but internally.
Mm. Yeah, something that you said that I quite liked was we want to be prepared for different seasons because God uses in one season some gifts of the Holy Spirit and in another season he'll use others. So God is constantly drawing out of us.
Developing, making us grow, making us grow, but drawing us to him in love, and in that drawing wants us to be the best we can be, holiest, the purest, and in doing that, this is how we can attain it.
Mm. And it's out of our relationship with God that we can become more of those things.
Yep.
It's all that, like that's where it centrally comes from. If we can focus more on him in our lives than from that.
Well, I find I'm amazed sometimes at what God brings out of me. I'm trying to follow him. I read scripture. I read books about God. I try and have a relationship with him by praying and sitting with him, being in his presence. And then it comes up that something happens and someone has a need and I might go and help that person and then I'll say, you know, I'll pray for you and I'll, and then just words that come out in my prayer and stuff, and later I go, oh my goodness, where did that come from? Where did the grace that God gave me to persevere, to be kind, to be more loving in someone who sometimes is unlovable? And it's all God.
So a question that you asked in the heartbeat was, do we need to repack our bag? Which will probably become the weekly challenge later when we finish off. But it is really something that you have to go back and reflect. Or I was thinking actually maybe we can think about situations where maybe we weren't patient.
Yes.
Maybe we had not the right response that God would have wanted of us. And we can specifically ask God
to work on those
areas.
For
those things to put in us, to be more generous, to be more patient, to be more loving.
Like, did I open my bag and it was empty?
Yeah, did you have nothing in it?
Yeah, a bag of love, a bag of grace.
Mm.
And it's like, oh my goodness, I've got nothing. Yeah, and reflecting upon
that. Yeah, and only God can refill that.
Yeah.
Like, we can't do it in our own strength. And so one question that I've wrote down is, how do we pack our bag? Like, how do we do that? And the first would be to spend time in prayer with God. So we're getting to know our maker more, the God who gives us all of those things, who first loved us.
Yes.
Who gave us that grace. And then we can do also, we could read scripture.
Yes.
Because that's where we learn more about God. Follow his word and his instruction. Like, actually
do what he says.
Yes. Like, that, I think it would be helpful.
Yeah.
And then, like I already said, ask for help in a specific area. So when we know that there are frustrations that we have in our lives that we're a bit lacking, we can say, God, I need you in this space.
And one prime example is, I remember Bruce had asked God ages and ages ago, Lord, increase my faith. And he wanted his faith to be increased so much that every hour on his phone, it came up silently, but the words came up, increase my faith, Lord. And one day it came up and I was sitting beside him and I burst out laughing. And I said, Bruce, you're the reason why we've had so many struggles.
Yeah.
And he goes, what? I said, because you ask God to increase your faith. To increase your faith, God's got to put you in situations where you're going to rely on him. Mm. So we're going to struggle a bit ourselves.
Mm.
And that's why it's happened.
Mm.
And we both just burst out laughing
mm.
because if we do ask God, he will be faithful and he will do what we ask, you know, in that regard.
Yeah.
Well, follow through.
Well, it's funny. That makes me think of, speaking of Bruce, the movie Bruce Almighty. My favorite scene in that movie is where the actor Morgan Freeman, who's playing God,
yes,
says to, I think it must be Bruce, you know, if you ask for to be a patient person, for more patience, isn't God going to give you situations where you have to be patient?
Yes.
Like how can you build that in
develop,
you
yes.
unless
yes.
you're in the situation to do it? And that's always been my favorite scene, but it's also I've found it quite challenging because I'm like,
confronting.
Well, yeah, confronting, that's probably the right word. Or what do I want to ask God for? Because yes, because then
be
I'm about to be like, you know, but that's it. Like,
yep.
God, I'm not patient. Would you give me, help me build that patience? God, I'm not generous. Would you
give
help
me opportunities to be generous? So I have to be generous,
yeah.
Or I need to be, yeah.
And then I suppose if you've prayed that, it's recognizing then the situations.
Having eyes to
when
see.
When you're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when we can ask the Holy Spirit to come and
but
grace
the Holy
it.
Spirit will
prompt.
It, yeah, prompt, do something, little word in our mind or something like this is the time.
Yep.
Now.
Yeah. Yep. So just asking him to come and be in those areas and help us with those times where we are that lacking. Who knew that Bruce would appear twice in two different scenarios there. So the weekly challenge is to ask yourself the question, do you need to repack your bag?
Hmm.
Or maybe, I don't know about you, but when I repack my bag, almost everything still goes back in the bag.
But some extras maybe?
Maybe a few extras or maybe one or two things come out.
Yes.
So a lot of the stuff still goes back in.
Yes.
But there's a slight rearrangement. Or there's, yeah, like you said, like I'll probably get a plane back in there at some point.
Yeah.
So ask yourself the question, do you need to repack your bag? And what do you need to add and what do you need to take out?
Mm. I would say you have to keep repacking your bag.
Mm. 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 Definitely. Okay, so we hope that has really blessed you, that it has challenged you, because we know that God wants to take us to a new place all the time. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.